Sure, politics can be entertaining, but when it comes to weekend diversions, some of us prefer to turn to the silver screen instead. For our weekly digest of what the critics think of this week's new releases, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Back in 1972, Elaine May directed Charles Grodin in the angst-ridden comedy classic The Heartbreak Kid. Well, the Farrelly brothers of their Something About Mary fame have reunited with Ben Stiller to deliver a slightly adjusted remake about a man who finds his soulmate while already on his honeymoon. Hey, we've all been there, done that.
Dad, that's her.
Who?
That's the girl I was telling you about, Lila. You gotta get out of here. Go, 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 go.
Relax. I'm not gonna blow your cover. But it's nice to put a face to the panties.
The critics have more break than heart for this comedy. Even though the Arizona Daily Star cheers a knockout with wall-to-wall laughs, the Los Angeles Times shrieks grim, shrill, and incredibly depressing, and the New York Times finds The Heartbreak Kid a lame, long, ugly joke of a movie. And hey, how many of you at Times have looked at some modern art and cracked, heck, my 4-year-old can do that? Well, that's basically the subject of a new documentary, My Kid Could Paint That, about an actual 4-year-old art prodigy whose abstract painting started selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars. But then a debate arose over who really created the art.
Is 4-year-old painter Marla Olmsted a prodigy?
Some question the authenticity of the artwork.
Marla has been the sole creator of her work.
No one has touched any paint to her canvases.
Everybody's trying to shape the story into something that they want it to be.
My Kid Could Paint That has gotten raves. A fascinating subject handled with intelligently provocative care, splashes Variety. Entertainment Weekly calls it engrossing, and Newsday shouts mysterious and gripping. And for anyone going through Harry Potter withdrawal, another popular magical young adult novel series, The Seeker, is opening in wide release. The action fantasy centers on a young hero who learns on his 11th birthday that his immortal destiny is to fight the forces of the dark side. Man, on my 11th birthday, all I got was a slip and slide.
Sorry, I'm not the one.
You are the 7th son of a 7th son.
I'm supposed to save the world? I can't even figure out how to talk to a girl.
You have powers, Will.
You can command fire.
Light!
The nation's critics say The Seeker should go and hide. The kindest praise came from the Chicago Tribune, which shrugs, a pretty vivid fantasy book come to life, but USA Today sighs, lackluster and rather clunky, and The Onion declares, final score, book one, movie zero. Actually, I now remember when I was 11, I too was visited by my gallant elders and told of my true destiny. Mow the lawn and clean out the garage like we asked you 100 times already, Mr. Man. Boy, that was a swell birthday.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer still seeking his true destiny in Los Angeles.